From KUBR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour in for Pamela McCall. This week is National Police Week. The U.S. Senate unanimously approved a resolution yesterday reiterating its support for officers who lost their lives on duty. In a message from YouTube, Utah Senator Mitt Romney honored Santa Quinn Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier. Hoosier was killed on May 5th and laid to rest this past Monday.
Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice is an important reminder to all of us every single day. Our men and women in law enforcement put their lives on the line to protect us and our communities.
Among other things, this resolution, quote, recognizes the need to ensure that law enforcement officers have the equipment, training, and resources that are necessary to protect the public. The population is growing in southwest Utah. Now, Washington County is threatening to strain its already limited water supply. KBR's David Kondos reports on what this means for the growing number of people who are not full-time residents.
According to a 2019 report from the Kem C. Gardner Institute, tourists and snowbirds make up more than a quarter of the people in the county during peak season. That's more than 50,000 extra people. Zach Renstrom heads the Washington County Water Conservancy District. He expects those numbers will just keep growing.
As a district, I have no control over growth at all. I don't promote it. I don't discourage it. I just simply respond to it. And our job is to be prepared.
But he says it can be tough to reach those transient groups with messages about conservation. Kelly Bricker is a sustainable tourism expert at Arizona State University. She says, especially in places where water is already scarce, it may come to a point when tourism stops benefiting those who live there.
You don't want to jump in and then close the door behind you, but I think we have to start thinking more carefully about what our natural environments can withstand.
And for communities that depend on tourism for their economy, she says that can be a tough question to ask. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Utah has more religious people than any other state in the nation. According to a new report from the Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute at the University of Utah, 76% of Utahns follow a religion. In Utah County, nearly 90% of residents are religious. That's still less than Garfield Rich and Box Elder counties. And yes, the largest religion by far is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but the biggest growth of a religion in Utah between 2010 and 2020 was among traditional Hindu temples, Islam, and the National Baptist Convention. More paved trails are coming to Utah, nearly 60 miles worth. The Utah Transportation Commission has approved $95 million for 19 projects. It's part of a state goal to create a trail network that can be accessed by all Utahns, regardless of age or ability. The longest new trail is 6.3 miles. It'll connect the Jordan River Parkway Trail to a park in Daybreak and the Mountain View Corridor Trail. 13 of the projects could start as soon as next year, depending on contractor schedules and the weather. You're listening to KUER News.